Ćwiczenie trzecie. Niezgadzanie się ze zdaniem rozmówcy. Wyrażanie wątpliwości. Obawiam się, że nie mogę się z tobą zgodzić.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you.
Nie mogę się z tym zgodzić.
I can't agree with that.
Całkowicie nie zgadzam się z...
I strongly disagree with...
Nie sądzę.
I don't think so.
Zdecydowanie nie.
Definitely not.
Absolutnie nie.
Absolutely not.
Rozumiem, o co ci chodzi, ale...
I see your point, but...
Rozumiem, co masz na myśli, ale...
I see what you mean, but...
Nie jestem tego pewna.
I'm not sure about that.
Nie jestem co do tego przekonana.
I'm not convinced about it.
Ćwiczenie szóste. Trening wypowiedzi. Teraz odpowiadaj na pytania lektora dotyczące twoich upodobań i preferencji. Po każdym pytaniu usłyszysz przykładową odpowiedź.
How do you spend your free time? Do you prefer playing sports or surfing the internet?
I prefer using the internet to playing sports, but from time to time I fancy doing aerobics or riding a bike as I know it's important to keep fit. On the other hand, the internet gives a lot of options. You could find any information you need there, or listen to a new album, or watch your favourite serial whenever you want. Moreover, it helps to communicate with other people easily. Yes, it gives me a lot of fun every day, and I find it really fascinating.
Are you interested in politics?
Frankly speaking, I can't stand politicians arguing about everything without any positive effect. I don't mind discussing important social or political issues, but nowadays politicians concentrate on fighting with each other rather than solving problems, which is why I think there's no point in listening to them.
What kind of music do you like?
I enjoy listening to different kinds of music, but I really like rock music. It makes me feel motivated to do a lot of things. When I'm occupied with different activities, I'm satisfied with myself and I never feel bored. I also listen to music which is good for dancing. I love dancing as it really makes me happy.
What hobby would you prefer to take up? Fishing or taking photos?
I would prefer to take up photography rather than fishing. I like spending time in the fresh air, but to me, fishing seems to be absolutely boring, whereas taking photos could give a lot of satisfaction. Of course, some professional equipment and some basic knowledge is required if you want to be successful. But at the beginning, you can use your mobile phone camera and find some useful information in the net.
It's Friday evening, and you're tired after the week of hard work at school. Would you rather stay at home now or go to a party?
No, I don't think so. I don't mind relaxing at home lying on a sofa and watching my favourite serial. But on most occasions, I'd rather go to a party no matter how tired I'd be. Well, I believe that the best way to unwind after all the stress at school is spending some time with my friends, so joining them at the party would be a perfect occasion to loosen up a bit and forget about all the problems.
What kind of holiday would you choose if you had a choice?
Well, let me think about it. I'm not sure, but I would choose the sailing holiday, as I think it's a combination of being relaxed and active at the same time. I think I'm an energetic type, and I really like to meet the challenges of demanding and difficult tasks. Moreover, taking part in a sailing trip gives the opportunity to feel the spirit of teamwork and offers a lot of social life at the same time.